Business Casual is a new podcast by Morning Brew that makes business news enjoyable, relatable, and dare I say, fun. I interview the biggest names in business, covering topics like how technology is changing the fitness industry and the economics of influencer marketing. It's the business podcast that makes you smarter and makes you laugh. Listen to Business Casual wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. The Trump administration has announced new restrictions on immigration. Officials say the rules will protect American jobs. But tech executives are pushing back. They say the restrictions will actually make it harder for their businesses to recover. Our reporter Asa Fitch will break down the debate after these headlines. Amazon is launching a $2 billion venture capital fund to invest in green technologies. It'll be called the Climate Pledge Fund, and the aim is to help Amazon and other companies reach a goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2040. The Climate Pledge Fund is just the latest sustainability initiative for Amazon. The company has been criticized for the toll on the environment that comes from delivering millions of packages every year. The former CEO of German fintech company Wirecard has turned himself into authorities, just days after the company revealed a $2 billion hole in its books. German prosecutors accused the CEO of inflating Wirecard's sales volume with fake income and of possibly cooperating with other perpetrators. We broke down this story on the show yesterday in case you'd like to go back and catch up. And Microsoft is shutting down its live streaming service Mixer and pushing its users to use Facebook Gaming instead. After 3 years on the market, Mixer struggled to gain market share against some of the industry's biggest players, including Facebook, as well as Twitch and YouTube. After the break, how the administration's new immigration rules could impact tech and how tech leaders are responding.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earlier this week, President Trump signed an order that temporarily bars new immigrants on a slate of employment-based visas, including the H-1B visa, which is typically used by highly skilled workers, especially ones in tech. The administration says they're trying to protect American workers as the country tries to recover, but tech leaders are pushing back, saying the ban might make it even harder for them to get back on their feet. Here to explain is our reporter, Asa Fitch. Asa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, Asa, let's back up a little bit. What kinds of tech workers typically use these H-1B visas, and how much do tech companies rely on this visa program actually?
Well, tech companies hire thousands of people on these visas, and these are typically people with a lot of skills that are sometimes hard to find in the U.S., like, you know, some engineering skills, software development, other kinds of skills, you know, generally higher pay jobs that have, you know, basically a sought after global workforce. And so these companies want to get a share, as big of a share as possible, of that talent pool. And so they use these visas to secure that for themselves.
Are we talking about smaller kind of startup companies or really big tech giants?
It's across the board. It ranges. I mean, a lot of companies are using this. Even smaller companies are using these programs, but it is kind of expensive to get the approvals and go through the application process. So in general, the heaviest users of them are the largest companies with the deepest pockets. And those are sort of the Googles and Amazons and Facebooks of the world are heavily using these visas.
So a lot of tech leaders are now pushing back against this ban. What are they saying?
Well, they see this as incredibly bad, not only for them, but for the industry itself. You know, people in tech say that Silicon Valley grew up and was able to become this huge industry worth trillions of dollars, largely because the U.S. had very permissive immigration policies that allowed foreign-born people to come and work in the Valley and start companies and do interesting things in tech. And so they're saying that putting the brakes on that policy is just bad for tech in general, not only bad for them, but just bad for this ecosystem.
There's been a lot of controversy over these visas in the past, even before the coronavirus or any of the economic downturn took place. What are the critics of the H-1B visa saying?
Well, critics say really these visas are being used by tech companies, but also a range of other companies, including outsourcing companies, to replace American workers with foreign workers, basically, who demand a lower salary. And so they're just saying that this program is broken and it should be either revised or eliminated. You know, it doesn't do the things that these tech companies say it does. So there are a couple of different sides to this debate. And, you know, it seems like at this point with this order, the critics are certainly leading at this point.
We've seen a lot of tech companies move to remote work during the coronavirus pandemic. Is that going to have an impact on the companies now? I mean, can't they just hire people abroad anyway?
Yeah, that's one of the things that people are saying, is that now that we've moved to largely a remote workforce in these tech companies, where, you know, you're doing things on computers, it's relatively easy to do it outside of an office context. That makes it a lot easier for these companies to be nimble and employ people in foreign countries. So their argument is that if you put the brakes on these visas, that work will just be done elsewhere.
Yeah, and then that has tax implications, doesn't it?
Yeah, it means, you know, some of them argue that, look, this means that those jobs go elsewhere in other countries and those salaries are earned in other places. And hence, you know, those countries collect the taxes from that income, not the U.S. So their argument is that this is actually bad for the coffers of the IRS and local tax authorities.
So I guess the big question is, how likely is it that this order will actually stand? And are we expecting any kind of legal action from the tech companies involved?
That's unclear as yet. I mean, it's certainly the case that, and people have told me that these companies could sue over this. There could be lawsuits. These companies put a lot into this program in terms of their investment in it, in terms of, you know, paying fees to lawyers and to for their applications as they try to get more people into these visa programs. So they've sort of put some money on the line here. So they have a lot to lose just financially even from this thing. And they could try to launch a suit based on those losses. But, you know, they just in the longer term have a lot to lose here. And so they could certainly go to the courts, but they haven't yet. And it's not entirely clear how their legal strategy is going to shape up.
All right. We'll be watching. Our reporter, Asa Fitch, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Before we go, tech companies have been announcing sweeping changes in response to the Black Lives Matter protests. We know a lot of our listeners work in tech, so we wanted to hear how the changes have been impacting you, their employees. Call us and let us know, how has your company addressed protests? Have they implemented any new diversity and inclusion policies? What changes do you still want to see? You can call us in the number that we've put in the description and tell us your stories, and we may include them on the show. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.